This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This is a very special episode of It's Not You, It's Them, But It Might Be You, with me, La La La, Let Me Explain, and my very special guests, the Heartless Crew, DJ Fonty.
Yes, 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 Lala, how you doing, lovely?
And MC Bushkin.
Yes, Missy, how are you?
Who I love and adore, and I have loved and adored since approximately 1996.
Okay.
Fucking hell, what, nearly 30 years.
Wow.
Yeah,
of friendship and me adoring their music.
Yeah.
But you are really like famous and well known for your extremely feminist lyrics, such as Girl Damn, Wind Up Your Bumper, Left, Right and Centre. Mm. And what are some of your other extremely great feminist lyrics? Can you think of any?
How about Slap Your Backside?
slap Your Batty.
Yep.
Yeah, beautiful. So because they're such feminist icons, I have decided to bring them in. You know what? The real reason why I've decided to bring them in is because I think they can really help us with fuckboy replies. Are you two ready? Because I feel like you're not ready. You're literally treating me like fuckboys. I've been on dates with people like this. Let me just tell you, audience. These two men in front of me are just looking at their phones. We're on a fucking podcast and they're just more interested in their phones than me. We've had a bit of a debate before we started the podcast about whether they're going to accept me referring to them as perhaps ex-fuckboys.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about this term fuckboy. I know about gallis. Yep. I've been a gallis for a long time. I mean, that just happens, you know, if you attract lots of ladies, you get named a gallis.
Could you explain what gallis means to people who may not understand that terminology?
A gallis is a man that has lots of different women.
Right. A womanizer.
A womanizer sounds a bit like a player. Yeah, but a gallis is not necessarily a player.
Oh.
Oh.
Bushkin didn't know either. Go on, Fonty, explain.
Let me explain. See, a player will play you, yeah?
Right.
But a gallis will play with you.
Okay, so what defines him as a gallis then? He has multiple women,
yeah.
But what you're saying is that all of those women are all right with that.
Yeah.
They're happy.
So the bottom line of it, a player will play you, a gallis is honest.
Right. And it's up to those women to choose whether they want to be part of the gallis's harem or not.
Well, it doesn't have to be nothing to do with the rest of the women. If they're on a one-to-one, everyone on a one-to-one.
But you can't be a gallis if you've only got one girl and you're being faithful to her.
Yeah, but she might not want to mix up with different girls. She might just want to mix up with Destiny Gallis himself.
But she's all right with the other girls being around in the background.
Well, why wouldn't she be?
All right, so are you admitting Bushkin to being a gallis but not a player?
No.
No, okay. What would you like to be referred to as?
A man.
Okay. A man. All right. Would you accept that you have been very popular with women over the years and have probably been a little bit indiscriminate about sometimes whether you've been in relationships or you've been seeing people? There's probably been times in your history where there's been multiple women who maybe aren't 100% sure of where they stand with you.
Yeah, it's a bit blurred lines. I was in a long-term relationship for a long time and I had cheated a few times. So that would be my stance. In my defense, I was young and didn't understand the art of communication quite how I know it now.
Mm. So do you feel you wouldn't find yourself in that kind of situation again?
No.
Would you get into a monogamous relationship again?
I wouldn't say yes or no to anything. What I'd say is I now understand how to communicate and say exactly how I feel at a given time.
Interesting.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hi guys, it's me and I'm here to tell you about another Sony Music Entertainment podcast. Now I know you all like to have a deeper look and get under the skin of a subject, otherwise you wouldn't be listening to me deconstructing hot topics and getting into the nitty-gritty with all your dating dilemmas. So I think you're going to love Getting Curious with the fabulous Jonathan Van Ness from Queer Eye. Every week they deep dive into conversations with a variety of experts on some really, really important and eye or ear opening topics like the history of abortion and the science of sleep. Get excited, get curious and listen to Getting Curious wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so what I want help with today is fuckboy replies. So what people do is they send a text to me.
Yes.
But it's a text that they did want to send to the fuckboy or fuckgirl in their lives.
Hold on a minute. Are they aware that they're a fuckboy, yeah?
So these people, they're linking someone or they've been dating someone or they've got a history with someone or whatever, and they know this person's not good for them.
Mm.
They know that this is not their kind, lovely boyfriend that they're trying to text. This is someone who they know is not good for them. And I don't know if you've ever been in this situation where you've sent a text and then you've thought, why the fuck did I do that? I shouldn't have sent that text. So our job today is to help these people, to stop them sending a text they might regret, to give them some idea about how a fuck person might respond to this text.
Some clarity.
So I'm sending you a text now. You are fuck boys. Get back into yourselves in like 1998 era, 2000 era.
It's doing a fuck
everything boy. Up. Yeah, all right. Well, whatever. But just get yourself.
I'll put myself into the head of those idiot kind of guys, the ones that when the girls tell them no, they say, oh, you was ugly anyway. Like,
yeah.
I'll try to put my head in the mindset of those idiot guys for you, yeah?
And you just keep yourself pushkin in your own mindset.
Yes.
If that's appropriate.
That's right.
So, all right, the first text says, why do you take hours to reply but get pissed at me if I don't reply instantly? What do you think when a message like that comes through from a woman who you are ignoring and they're saying, why do you take hours to reply? Let's just focus on that part first, because actually I'm annoyed that he gets pissed at her. If she doesn't reply instantly, there's something controlling going on there. But why do you take hours to reply?
I mean, there's nothing wrong with this other than the fact that he gets upset when she doesn't reply.
Mm.
You understand? But again, it's just knowing yourself and, you know, understanding that everyone's busy, everyone's got their own thing. If I send you a text and you don't reply, this is me personally, I'm not too worried about it, you understand? And likewise, if I don't reply straight away, you know, you shouldn't be worried about it, you know? Mm. We're both adults, we've both got our own lives. But then these are toxic little traits and relationships, and these people know it's kind of going left already, you understand? That's hence the reason why they sent a text and thought I shouldn't have sent it. So the only problem with this one is he's getting angry when you don't reply. So he's trying to control and manipulate you, which is, he's no good for you.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. That's quite simple there. I mean, everything will be cool, like, really. But obviously what I see that people like to do as well, it's almost like a tick-for-tack thing. So it's like, oh, because now you're getting upset with me, I now I'm going to send this text, like, coming across like I'm a bit upset with you because it seems like a bit of double standards, you know what I mean? And to me, it's not really a road you're really going to get a resolution down. So it says red flag from time someone's being funny with you about not replying back straight away. Red flag. All right, I'm gone. All right, mate. Sweet. See ya.
Yeah. And he might even be playing games. He might even be trying to show her, like, he's now taking hours to reply as a kind of, like, revenge. Like, well, you didn't reply to me instantly, so now I'm going to take hours to...
It's baby business. That's
a double red flag.
Yeah.
If he's acting like that, that's a double red flag.
Yeah.
This guy
trying to control and give it the big boy and the power, and she's got to wait on him and all that's long, mate.
That's it. Like, just do what feels good for you, mate. And a lot of the time, just blanking, ignoring, deleting, or saying see ya is the best thing. If it's not in alignment with your energy.
In it. Block, delete, move on.
Mm.
I could have called the... Your what did book. You just say? It? Blank, delete, blank, delete
book?
And say see ya.
Little plug there.
That would have been better.
Like that. I like that one. Yeah.
All right. Okay. So she wants to know, this is the next one, says, an ex and I started sexting again after 3 years. After a few weeks of this, I told him I had a nice picture to send him, and he changed instantly. Started talking about other things, like changed the subject completely, and acted as though those weeks of sexting chat had never existed. I feel embarrassed, and I want to send a text asking him why he switched. Do you think she should send that text?
Yeah, straight. Mm. She should send it.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that at all. Again, it's pretty straightforward. It's communication, and it's just, it needs to be direct without any feelings attached to it. Like, you know what? I thought we was getting on with sending some sexy texts. Like, what happened? And maybe there's a practical reason why he switched, and she should be entitled to ask that, and he should give her the correct answer. So, yeah, again, pretty straightforward.
I would go in a bit more direct and say, did I throw you off by offering to send you a pic? You know what I mean? Because obviously the pick is what he's avoiding. So I'll throw it back in there again in a nice way, with no pressure. Did I throw you off by, you know what I'm saying? And whatever he will say back, he would either say, no, 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 or whatever, or yeah, yeah, yeah. Or, if, you know what I mean? I would more, because obviously it seems like he was happy with the talk before she mentioned pick. So maybe that triggered something. So it'll be good to find out if it did trigger something or not.
I wholeheartedly agree. What could be the reason why you're like into a sexual conversation and then somebody says, I want to send a pic, and they, and then that just totally, like, what could be behind that?
There could be loads of things. Like, he could have got back into a relationship with his missus, or he could have been in a relationship with his a woman and thought, you know, this is going a bit too far.
Real.
Yeah, this is going a bit too far. If I cross this line here.
It feels like it here.
Yeah, exactly. If I cross this line now, I'm going to be in another territory, and he kind of, but again, she's well within her rights to ask that question, and if he's honest with himself, he would say exactly what it is.
Yeah, I could not agree more with both of your answers on that. All right, the next text somebody wants to send says, you've got a wife and two kids, and we haven't been together for 5 years. Why do you still send me weird random texts?
Why not?
Why do they? What do you mean, why not? Oh my God.
Let me hear what you.
No, go on. I want to hear why not. So, what you're saying is, when you're in relationships, you just hit up people you used to have things with 5 years ago?
Again, when you say weird and random, she's not being specific to say that he's trying to hit on her or whatever. Like, weird and random. What's weird
probably
and random?
Probably like memes and stuff that maybe she thinks he thinks she might like, or maybe, I don't know, just like, I guess she means weird and random means they're not having a flowing conversation. They're not in each other's lives anymore. And every now and then she's getting a message from him.
Yeah, she could be on his broadcast list. And you know what? The funny thing is here, again, it's communication, because he views her as a friend. And this is maybe what he sends. Because I've got some friends that send funny things. I don't send all them kind of funny things, but some of my friends do it, but that's them, you understand? I'm like, whoa, you're not my friend now because you send funny things that I don't, you understand? And again, he's sending funny things. If she doesn't like it, all she needs to say is, you know what, can you stop sending me these funny things?
Yeah. You think she's reading too much into it? You think maybe sends these messages to just random people in his phone. He just sees her as someone in his contact list, and she's making too much of it.
She probably still likes him and has got some feelings for him, you understand? And he's probably got some feelings for her, and he's probably sending things that he knows she likes. They're not necessarily weird and random, because they were seeing each other for some time, so he does kind of probably know her, and yeah, that's what I think it really is. But none of them are being honest. He's trying to do it like as a little bait to draw her out, you understand? And she knows what he's doing, but she's trying to pretend like it's not that, you understand? But they need to be honest with each other.
What's your thoughts, Ronnie?
Yeah, I kind of see it like that still, but for me, if I put my head in, it just seems like he wants to get some kind of reaction out of her. You know what I mean? But it seems like he might just want just more of a sexual reaction or something like that, more than anything deeper. You know what I mean? That's the way it comes across at the moment. You know, the man with the kind of feeling.
He's got a wife and kids. That would make sense.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. He's got a wife and kids, but still, it doesn't make a difference. I tell you from now, I don't believe that anyone is born monogamous. Monogamy is a choice. If you choose to say, like, boy, I just want to choose this one, but that's up to you. But I tell you from now, you don't know what you're going to like for dinner tomorrow. So there's no way you can say to, even if it's your best food ever, grandma's cooking, you eat the same food every day. You tell me if it's still your favourite food.
Yeah, but eating and being in a relationship is quite different.
I know, but I'm not saying that I'm going to disown my grandma's food. It's still my favourite food.
Yeah.
But I don't look at it like I'm being dishonest if I eat a McDonald's.
No, but comparing people to foods, I understand the analogy. I totally do. But also, it's much more complex than that.
Like, yeah, all right, I agree.
It is my, because you can't change what that McDonald's, that burger tastes like, but you can do a variety of things on a different day with different people.
What I'm basically saying is
the same person.
Variety is not a crime. That's what I'm basically saying. You know what I mean?
Yes.
To what type of variety is not a crime. So if someone is in a relationship, you may be married. Like most people think, like, when you're in love with somebody, if you look at somebody else and want sex with that person, desire them, it means that you don't love the person who you're with. That is the furthest thing from the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the first. Even certain people that are in relationships and cheat, they're not cheating because of anything wrong with their wife or anything wrong with their relationship. They're actually just cheating because they want to have fun and don't have the confidence or the belief in themselves to be honest about how they feel.
And this is the thing. And actually, you're right. If in an ideal world, absolutely everyone would be able to change the boundaries of their relationship, I guess. So if you get together and you're like, okay, we're agreeing to monogamy, and those boundaries are, we're not texting our fucking exes weird and random shit.
Mm.
We're not meeting up with anyone else. We're not fucking anyone else.
Yeah.
Ideally, you could then maybe get to a point however many years later to say, actually, I am feeling different and I do want to text my ex, and I feel like maybe we can both open this up to do something different. But like you say, it's that communication all the way. Because at the moment, what he's doing is when he's sending his ex these random texts, he's generating something in her and probably doing something to betray the missus.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yes. That's more like a cheating thing. That's what I said. He's more indirect with it. Like, he wants sex and not be real. That's why he's doing it for the meme, hoping she'll pick up on it, feel the same way, and then boom, they can skip straight to the flirty stage without having to deal with any context.
Yeah. I think she should just block him, basically.
She doesn't want it.
Yeah. No, she doesn't.
That's right.
She wants to know what he's thinking.
Unless she's interested in doing something with him, then you'll reply and send a message. Otherwise, there ain't nothing really to say to him, mate. You know what I mean? He's fishing.
All right. The last fuckboy reply says, we text from the minute we wake up until the minute we go to sleep. Why are we not dating?
To me, one thing I do know, when things go like that, it could mean that you've been friend-zoned, you don't realise it. You know what I mean? Because one thing I realised before the days when I was a gallus, when I was trying to be the knight in shining armour, because I was trying to follow, the whole romantic thing, on like, open the door for the lady, the chivalry, you know what I mean? Flowers, chocolates, all those things there, thinking that you can do that to make somebody happy.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And I've realised to myself, you can't actually make anybody happy. They choose to be happy, you know what I mean? So before I was a girl, I used to do all this kind of chivalry and be so nice, and the ladies would just be like, oh, you're so sweet. When I'm thinking to myself, like, yeah, okay, nah, must be time for me to go and move. Nah, I'm in the friend zone, mate. You know what I mean? Oh, I don't see you like that. Oh, you're such a good friend to me. I can talk to you for hours. I'm like, wow, I thought this was the route in.
So what are you recommending? That people stop being nice and giving?
No, I just
showering with gifts.
Just if she's expecting maybe him to understand that this talking means that I like you, so come on, don't expect that. You need to be a bit more direct if you like him. You know what I mean? Basically,
girls think because they like you, you have to like them. Because they want to sleep with you, you have to sleep with them. And again, this may be because of, like, we're in a slight different position from what we do and whatnot else. But, like, it's not always like that. You know, just because a girl fancies you doesn't mean you have to fancy them.
But would you give that level of time? Continuous texting or loads of communication if you're not interested in pursuing something romantic?
Well, some guys obviously would. Hence, and again, maybe, like I said, maybe he's gay, maybe he's shy, you understand?
Yeah.
So she may have to draw him out, you understand? Maybe he's a virgin, he's never, you understand? He doesn't know how to take the next step and take a leap, you understand? And say certain little things to you know?
You know what's interesting to me is that she's asking, why are we not dating? And why is the ball in his court? Why should she not say, I really enjoy speaking to you.
Exactly.
Let's go out sometime.
Exactly.
Can we go on a date?
But this goes
instead of asking,
school,
why are we not dating?
This is the old school thing where, again, you understand? We know how it goes, you understand? Women feel, say, that the men have to say this or have to get on one knee and all these kind of things. So everyone has to just do whatever they feel right and be honest with themselves, you understand? There's no wrong or right to this thing here.
Yeah. I don't think she should ask, why are we not dating, though? I think she should ask,
She should
go on a date.
Yeah, she'll go on a date. That's
no,
right.
But yeah. That's right. She could say, shall we go on a date? And then that would get the same answer. She'd get a yes or no. But she could ask, so why are we not dating? Because I feel, if she said, why are we not dating? Because I've got, you know, we've clearly got feelings for each other. Or I've definitely got feelings for you. Like, do you feel the same?
Mm.
And that would be a nice opener as well.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So I want to know very quickly, because we're kind of running out of time a little bit, but I want to know from both of you, have you ever felt the ick? Have you ever had a feeling where you've been really attracted to someone, really into them, and then all of a sudden they've done something that just repulses you?
Yeah, it's happened to me a few times. One in particular was this really pretty, sexy, like beautiful, like everything, everyone would be like, wow. But she just was... I don't want to say, she's a bit too full of herself, so loud, brash, like really harsh. We just had two complete different outlooks and senses, and it just was like, why? Because everything else is so perfect. And another ick I had, which was a person just like clapping their mouth when they're eating food, and I was like, oh, allow it. Like,
oh, yeah.
That is just so off-putting, and everything else is kind of like banging, and it's just that I'm like, oh, I can't work with that. And the worst one I had, which I would actually could almost say I was really in love and I thought we had a future, but the person was just selling some little schoolgirl lies and I just could not work out what it was all about. But I think it was to do with the upbringing and things like that. So I was like, okay, cool. I'm gonna leave that one there.
Good ick. Thank you, Bush Kim. Funny. Tell us about a time when you've had the ick.
I mean, the only thing that makes me actually go like that is... poor hygiene. Yeah, because you know me already, man. I like to have fun, yeah, basically. If I get down to them thing there, I'll allow one whiff, yeah, because one whiff is just your normal day, whatever's going on. But you see, if I get 2-3 whiff, I'm sorry.
2-3 whiff, what's that mean? Like, on different days?
No, 2-3 whiff within the same setting. Session. Within the same setting, you understand? So you feel a whiff, and you think, okay, that didn't smell right. But okay, I'll give you the allowance of the day, because we've both been at it all day, you know what I mean, basically. 2-3 whiff, that means you never washed this morning.
Why? No, what are you talking about?
Well, that's what it usually means.
One and then, no, but
one's the same, isn't it?
One's the same.
Yeah, no.
It's not going to go away.
No. I'm not talking about the normal smell of a lady. Yeah, I like that. I like that smell. I'm talking about poor hygiene.
Right.
Poor hygiene smells different.
You smell a bit of BO.
Yeah. Right. But like I said, it's not really a big ick. Basically, it's happened time before. Basically, I just say, yeah, go in the shower, man. You know what I mean? I don't fool no way to stop halfway through and be like, yeah, man, you need to shower, man. Come and continue this in the shower. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't even call that really.
You're the best.
I wouldn't even call that ick really. But
You're the best.
Yeah, all right. So with that in mind, we are going to do something a little bit different now for the podcast. Because a lot of people like my podcast tune. A lot of people are like, oh, it's a banger. You should release that. And obviously, that's never going to fucking happen.
Oh, yeah, it's a garage tune, isn't it?
It's a little guy. I asked them to do me a little garage vibe.
Yeah, that's right.
So I want to see if we can improve my jingle just for this session and have a little... Can we have some like Heartless Crew emceeing over my jingle?
Definitely try.
Yeah, mate, why not?
I think it would be good.
La la la, let me explain. La la la, let me explain. It's not you, it's them. It's never
you. No, you should have rhymed that with pain.
Oh, what?
La la la, let me explain. Never gonna hurt you, never in pain.
All right, here we go, then, Ranty. When we tell them, say la 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 la, let me explain. La la, never in pain. To bring the pleasure, the uplifting pleasure.
I'm so happy to be like,
I like that, what you're
saying. Give me some energy. I want to hear that on my fucking beats, man.
All right. You're going to hear a piece of that in a second. Grab me.
La la, alongside the Heartless crew. It's Gucci, you know. Hey,
it's my dreams come true. Hey. MC Lala on the mic.
Inside. Hey. Let me explain. Let me explain. Me as a man, I can't wait to put it in. Me have a new sign with him, can I put it in? Excuse me, darling, can I put in my sim? You got a pin? Unblock it, put it in. Me as a man, I can't wait to put it in. Sometimes I skip the foreplay just to put it in. Put it to the side, I'm in a hurry to get it in. Put it in.
Skip the foreplay? I'm not going to have that in the lyrics on my fucking tune.
Hold on, then. All right. Talk about your L-I-P-S.
Okay.
With my anti-IT caress.
Okay.
Lay down, I'm a M-A-T dress.
Hey.
Take a time, then we can get undressed.
Hey.
No stress, get in the press.
Hey.
Climb up the shorts. Rock a string vest.
Hey,
want you to be in this.
Hey, coming on from a dance and I wanna put it in. Jamming real fast cause I wanna put it in. Sometimes it gets so damn frustrating, so I use the hard shoulder just to put it in. 24/7 me apply to put it in. Me see a dark alley, me U-turn in. Reverse parking, handbrake, put it in. But look out, pedestrian time peeping. Yo, me as a man I can't wait to put it in. Me have a new style with them, can I put it in? Excuse me, Lala, can I put in my sim?
You got
a pin? I'm lucky, put it in.
No. You cannot put it in.
I gave them, if you want the reload, you better explode. If you want the reload, you better explode.
Hey, Lala, pull it,
and come again.
Hey.
Pull it, and come again. I gave them lyrics to make them peel. Lyrics to make them squeal. Lyrics to make them jump and say, wheel. Lovely.
Wicked, I love you two so much. It's a shame Mighty's not here, but we love Mighty too.
Mighty's here in spirit, man.
You know, I hear him now, Girl, I'm a walking Cockney. Girl, I'm a talking Cockney and Yardi and Hindi. Girl, I'm a stop and ask me, why did they call you Mighty? Never wonder like Stevie. Girl, I'm a check me like GP. Girl, I'm a watch me like TV. Oh, gosh.
Oh, we've come to the end. We could have talked for a lot longer.
Yeah, no, this is too short. We're not having it. It's called a security.
I've enjoyed it so much. Really, we really could have talked for hours. So thank you. I really, really appreciate you. Where can people find you?
You can catch us on BBC's One Extra every Sunday from 7 to 9 or anytime on the BBC Sounds. And also you can catch me on my Instagram once every 3 months at DJ Fonty.
We say catch me if you can. Yes, I'm MC Bushkin. You can catch me on my Instagram at MC Bushkin. Also at Heartless Crew. And like Fonty said, we're on the One Extra every Sunday. And yeah, man, we're outside, man. We're all outside right now.
Well.
Yeah, man,
all over the place.
And they're also my resident DJs and MCs at my Patreon party.
And we absolutely love it.
They're great, innit? So sign up to my Patreon if you are a woman or femme.
We can't wait for the Galentine's. Is that the next edition?
We've got Galentine's on February the 10th. And then I'll see you on July 27th, 2024 for our next one.
Yes,
ma'am. It's not too late for people to sign up to get tickets for that one. So.
Wonderful.
Amazing. Love you so much.
No, blessings, Lala.
Let me explain. This has been a Sony Music Entertainment production.